is Bill B. from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Bill Berry, alcoholic. It's a pleasure to be here today. You know, and those are two things that I wouldn't have admitted to a while ago. It was a hard thing for me to admit that I was an alcoholic or to find out that I was or even know what the definition was. You know, I had, I have a sobriety date, and it's March 13th, 2008. And before that, I tried to get sober for about 8 years, and it was like the longest 8 years of my life. You know, I had a daughter that was born. She's going to be 12 now. But when she was born, I thought, hey, that's the thing. That's the thing that's going to make me sober. And you know, it was 8 years of hell, you know, and I did everything I could imaginable to get sober. And I walked into a meeting one time. I had a friend that did first 12-step me, and this is a guy that was homeless and went to jail a bunch of times. That wasn't my story. So I couldn't relate, and I was like, no, that's not me. You know, I'm not an alcoholic. And, and he said, you know, what he's learned was Skid Row was a state of mind. It wasn't a place. And he's a wonderful man. He's got quite a bit of sobriety on him, but he lives up in L.A. and he has these friends that live in million-dollar homes and they have millions of dollars in the bank account. They can't muster up enough energy or desire to even sign or pay a bill. You know, and they're just kind of lost. And that I started to relate to, and I thought I'd give it a try. You know, and I went to a meeting. I did one meeting a week, and I thought, okay, this is AA, and I'll give this a try. And somebody kind of like said, hey, I'm going to be your sponsor, and that was a guy that I would see at the stores, and I'd hide in the aisles, and I didn't want to do anything with them, and I read the book myself, and I kind of figured it out, and I was like, okay, I kind of figured it out, and I'm not alcoholic. I see how all these people are, and my obsession just wanted to make sure that I was that heavy drinker. Now, I drank a lot. I knew that. I'm just going to be that heavy drinker. That's what I am. And out of spite, I stayed sober for 90 days. It was 90 grueling days. I could barely get out of my house. And, and the type of guy I was, when I first started, I started drinking at 12. You know, it was okay in my family. By the time I was 14, I OD'd. You know, that's the kind of guy I was. I have life issues and all that, but that's not for here. That's whatever. But And through AA, it made me realize that I didn't drink because of all what happened in the family or things like that. I drink because I love that effect. I love it to its hardest core. After those 90 days, you know, one of the greatest things, that the meeting that I went to, they always opened up with chapter 3. And when I first heard that, for a newcomer to come in, I loved that. For a guy to come in and I heard that, I thought all was lost. You hear that, I'm like, well, there's no hope. I've done all those things, and now what am I going to do? And I didn't stick around, and I'm glad I got to stick around because I got to hear the rest of the message. You know, but I just heard, okay, well, I've changed that. I didn't go on a trip, and I'll do this, and I'll do that, and, you know, and I still drank. You know, but I didn't hear what the solution was going to be. So I love hearing that. But so after that, I spent 90 days, and I said, you know, I think I got this, and one of my biggest things, I had two talents. You know, I had a talent of getting kicked out of my house, and I had a talent of drinking a lot. But so I negotiated with the wife at the time. Okay, hey, here's how it's going to go. I'm just going to drink on the weekends. You know, and I have a little outside issues, but I'm just going to drink on the weekends, and everything's going to be good. I swear to God this time. You know, and I believe it. You hooked me up to lie detector, and I believed it. And to my heart, my fiber, you know, I believed that that's what I was going to do. And I took a drink that night, and a year went by, and I drank every day. And I drank harder, and I'm like, what the hell? You know, I read this book, you know, and it just didn't make sense to me. And, so my other talent came up, and I got kicked out of the house again. And, you know, and of course I wasn't homeless. I was living in my trailer in my friend's driveway, so, you know, pretty... Yeah, so it's pretty cool, but you know, and finally, you know, I wasn't a guy that really believed in God or anything, and you know, they had this fantastic chapter in the book, you know, We Agnostics, and it hit on everything that I would argue about. You know, and then, you know, I came in and all these people sit there and said, you know, just surrender, surrender, and I hated that. That was like such a weak, weak word to me. You know, I don't want to surrender. You know, and all these little things that people call my character defects, or that's what made me, that's what protected me all these years. And then this old man just said, Bill, you know, it's to cease fighting. To stop fighting. And I went, huh. You know, and I just, you know, I thought I was a pretty open-minded guy. And I said, you know what? I'll just, like, be open-minded about something that if I think it's not possible, maybe it could be possible. You know, and I sat in that trailer one day, and, of course, I went back to the house to get things, you know, really to kind of show, oh, how sad I am, you know. But, you know, and I picked up a box, and I came back, and, you know, it had some of my AA books in there. And I don't know why I picked that up, but I did. And I did that whole prayer, you know, like I was running around my tiny little 18-foot trailer. And and I was kind of throwing things. I was kind of going crazy. And I thought, you know, this is ridiculous. I can't get out of this thing. It's been since I was real young till now, and it's just not stopping. And I picked up the Daily Reflections, of all things. And I stopped, and I did a prayer, and I said, God, if I don't read something from this day, then I'm just going to kill myself. And I opened it up, and it's, you know, I kind of forgot it, but it said, we invariably find that the pain that we feel today is from things that we've done in the past. And it was like having a smack. I'm like, damn, you know, all this pain is from my actions. So, you know, being the smart guy was, a couple days later, I finally went to AA. You know, it took me a couple of days to kind of mill on that, you know, and I went, and, you know, the second day I found a sponsor, and this is all the coincidences in me that my sponsor just lost his best friend and came back to kind of to, because he knew the only way to make him feel better is to help another alcoholic. And, you know, and I've been working with that guy for 3 years, and he's been working with me. You know, it's been a blessing. So, you know, the other thing that I said was, like, that I'm honored to be here, and that wasn't the thing in the past either. I was asked by Larry D. a while back ago. We were on a trip, and he said, you know, I want you to speak. And I said, no. And everybody, and, you know, Larry was pretty cool. He's like, okay. And then a couple of people asked me at my home group. They said, you know, did Larry ask you to speak? And I said, yeah. And I said, what'd you say? I said, no. And everybody's like, you don't say no, you know. And I'm like, why don't you say no? You know, and I just had about a year, and I'm like, why can't you say no? And they said, no, you know, you've been given a gift, and you got to give back. And it didn't make sense to me at the time. You know, I thought I was doing good. I had commitments, and I was already sponsoring people at the time. And but he had asked me again. We ran, you know, he went to my home group is in La Mesa Men's on Friday nights. And he'd asked me again. I said, okay. And he said, well, let me check my schedule. And then, as a lot of you guys know, he passed away. And then, so recently I got cornered by the other Larry. And, and I couldn't say no. So, how am I doing on time? Good. So? All right, that's pretty good. Yeah. No, so, what I love about this, there's a lot of things I love about AA. You know, AA, and I get reminded constantly, you know, it's about alcoholism. You know, you're not going to come in here, it's not going to fix your money problems, you know. It kind of helps that you don't spend a lot of money on alcohol, you know, but, you know, it's not going to fix a lot of other things, you know. And I thought it was going to fix my marriage, you know. After my third year token, or right before it, I got divorced. You know, and that's one of those things that I put down early. Hey, if that happens, I'm going out. You know, I'm still here. You know, it was one of those things that made me stronger. It was one of those things that made my faith and my program a lot stronger. You know, it's not about the marriage. You know, it's not about a lot of the things that I thought it was about. I forgot where I was going with that one. But, you know, AA is about alcoholism to me, but it has given me a lot more. It has given me, like, friends that I didn't think I wanted, that I have, you know, that I have a very, very, very strong bond with. You know, I have friends that I still hang out with that I've known since, you know, junior high, and guys that I met within the last year or, you know, a little bit longer, I have such a bond with, and it's almost like that I equate it to, you know, being on the front lines, like we're in battle, and we all get it, you know, we just kind of get it, and we're real tight. You know, I spent all day moving today, and all the guys that came to help me, they're all AA guys, you know, and it was just amazing. All my other guys are like, oh, busy, you know, and so, yeah, and they are, and that's okay, but, you know, the guys that really came to stand up, you know, as I look, and it's like, wow. You know, it's a cool deal for a guy like me. So, thanks for listening.